Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNRadio.com/Behind the Badge.
You're listening to Chicago's afternoon news here on 720 WGN. All right, there's this House Select Committee that's supposed to look into the January 6th insurgency. And Kevin McCarthy, the minority leader, at first said he wasn't sure he was going to name members. And then yesterday he named five members. One of them was Rodney Davis of downstate Illinois. Congressman Davis has been on this program a couple of times. But today, House Speaker Pelosi rejected two of the five, Jim Banks and Jim Jordan. Jordan is... Well, I'll call him a firebrand. We'll let Congressman Krishnamoorthy describe him if you'd like. And I don't know so much about Jim Banks, so we'll ask the congressman. Anyway, Pelosi said no to those two. So McCarthy said the whole thing's lost its credibility and it might be done.
Pelosi has created a sham process. Unless Speaker Pelosi reverses course and seats all five Republicans, we will not participate. But we think it's too important that those two questions, why were we ill-prepared? Why did they know on December 14th? Why would they jeopardize the lives of the Capitol Police? We will run our own investigation. We have law enforcement. We have military. We have doctors. We have people from all walks of life. They want to know the answer. The American people deserve that. They don't deserve politics. They don't deserve destroying the institution. No committee in Congress will work if one person is picking all who can serve.
That is House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy. Democratic Congressman Raja Krishnamoorthy from the Chicago suburbs is on a phone line now with us. Congressman, welcome back.
Hey, Steve.
So what do you make of McCarthy's comments?
I find them ridiculous, and I think that he knew exactly what he was doing when he tried to name Jim Jordan, for instance, to this committee. He tried to blow it up. Liz Cheney, who's by no means a liberal Democrat, in fact, she's a conservative Republican, rightfully said that neither of these two people to whom our Speaker Pelosi objected should have been named to this committee. I think the other three are reasonable choices and should be able to proceed and should proceed. But, Jim Jordan in particular, he's just not the right person for this type of committee, which really should be trying to seek the truth, not create a circus.
Okay, so I want to get to Jordan and Banks, and I want you to describe them for us. But if the speaker gets to name the Democrats and Cheney, she put Cheney on the committee, why wouldn't the minority leader have free rein to name his own choices?
Well, remember, the actual legislation creating this committee allowed the speaker to have final say on the choices to this committee. You know, I think that this committee, which really should not have been set up in the first place because we should have had the bipartisan commission, which Mitch McConnell ended up killing in the Senate.
Well, you should have given McConnell what he wanted, right?
Hey, what was that, Steve? What did he want?
I think you gave him everything he wanted, and he still said no, didn't he?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I think that in any case, we have this mechanism here. It's meant to try to search for the truth, which is what the American people want. I think that McCarthy named Jim Jordan to this to try to blow up the committee. He knew what the reaction was going to be.
I've been on
numerous committees with Jim Jordan, and I got to tell you, every time the guy gets up in front of a microphone, he gives the same darn speech, set piece, which apparently works well with certain crowds that he gets in front of. But, you know, he's not trying to ask questions to try to figure out what the heck's going on in any given situation anymore.
Yeah, I was trying to come up with who the Democratic equal to him might be, because there certainly are Democrats who play for the camera, too. He kind of stands alone in many ways. Tell me about
Jim. He really does.
Tell me about Jim Banks. I don't know much about him. The other one rejected.
Well, Jim Banks and I came into Congress at the same time. I think the situation with Jim Banks is a little bit different than with Jim Jordan. With Jim Banks, in recent days, he said, essentially that He charged that the, quote, the left's authoritarian agenda is going to color and politicize this committee. And he's made other similar comments as the chair of the Republican, I forgot what it's called, the study committee or conference. And, you know, people are very concerned about that. But all that being said, I think now I hope that the other three that McCarthy appointed get to serve, and that he, you know, names a couple others to replace the Jims.
I don't think that's going to happen, though. Do you?
I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen. Again, I looked at what Liz Cheney said today in response, which was that she believes that there are a lot of other Republicans that would like to serve, that if given the opportunity would serve. And I hope that that's true, and McCarthy chooses them.
If given the opportunity by McCarthy, not Pelosi, correct, the way she gave Cheney the opportunity. I mean, right, the other Republicans in the caucus, maybe Kinzinger, I don't know, likely would not join at the invitation of Pelosi.
Yeah, I think that, again, I think that if these folks are given the opportunity by McCarthy or whoever, I hope that they serve because, you know, at the end of the day, this is so serious, Steve. You know this. This was a dark day for democracy. I was there. A bomb was placed 200 feet from my office window, and I was evacuated a couple times, and others had their own personal experiences that were equally traumatic. And, you know, I think it's not a stretch to say that the majority of Americans were traumatized on that day by what they saw as well.
We're talking to Illinois Congressman, a Democrat, Raja Krishnamoorthy. Okay, so it looks like now we're going to have two committees investigating two questions, right? So the Democrats are going to be asking what led to this, and did the president and others foment it? And the House leaders are, seem, the Republican leaders, I should say, seem to be indicating that they want to focus on the failures of security that allowed it to happen. Fair or not?
I don't know. Honestly, I don't know what McCarthy's talking about when he says he's going to investigate this thing. What I do know is that the questions are pretty obvious to me as to what needs to be the focus of this committee, such as, you know, what was the intelligence before January 6th? What were the intelligence failures leading up to it? Why was there such a slow response on January 6th? I mean, it took 5 hours before there was a federal response. Then why have so few people been prosecuted following January 6th?
That was my next question for you, Congressman. Yeah. Are you disappointed that, first of all, that the prosecutions have lagged? I think we had our first sentencing this week. But
yes,
also that there's no sedition charges or no more serious charges than the ones that have been filed?
I'm going to defer to the prosecutors on that particular issue because I don't know what the evidence is that they have gathered relative to what, you know, is required for those charges to be filed. But what does bother me, Steve, is that we know that between 800 and 1,000 people breached the Capitol. We're not even talking about people who were out front that did not, you know, actually enter the Capitol that day. Of those 800 to 1,000, 400 have been arrested. And of those 400, to my mind, one to two people have actually been sentenced at this point, prosecuted fully and sentenced. And what I'm concerned about is that all the others are going to view this as having gotten away with the crime. Mm-hmm. And that invites further aggression. We know on the dark web and other places where this particular event is being celebrated, January 6th I'm talking about, mm-hmm, they feel that the insurrection has begun, not that it ended. And so, you know, preventing this from happening again means you have to hold people accountable.
Congressman Raja Krishnamoorthy, Democrat from the Northwest Suburbs. It's always a pleasure to talk to you, Congressman. Thanks very much.
Yes, sir. Same here. Thanks, Steve.
You bet. You're listening to Chicago's Afternoon News. All right, we're going to talk hot dogs after the news. What's your favorite joint? 312-981-7200. The Northwestern Medicine Newsroom, just in a minute or two.